Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Vernon Charles Carter, 72 of Rural Richland Center, died April 20th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held today from 2 until 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to Pine Valley Community Village or Schmidt Woodland Hills. Vernon Carter is survived by his wife of 50 years, Penny, two sons, Tony and Jennifer Carter, and Terry and Becky Carter, a daughter, Tanya and Wesley Brush, a grandson, three granddaughters, two great-granddaughters, a great-grandson, four sisters, Janet Hyrie, Ellen and Larry Morgan, Linda Schmidt, and Grace and Paul Petak. Two brothers, Herbie and Kendi Carter, and Dan and Jody Carter, an aunt and many other special in-laws, nieces, nephews, family, and friends. Vernon Charles Carter, 72 of Rural Richland Center. Peg Sprecher, 75 of Spring Green, died April 3rd at home. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green. Friends may call at the church today from 4 until 7 and again tomorrow morning from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 10:30. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family. Peg Sprecher is survived by her husband of 59 years, Jerry, a son, Martin and Sonia Sprecher, a daughter, Sherry and Tim Jordan, grandchildren, a great-grandchild, siblings, Brent Nielsen and Jeffrey Clare, and Jody and Troy Nolden, brothers-in-law and sisters-in-law, nieces and nephews. Peg Sprecher, 75 of Spring Green. Lyle Jean Morris, 77 of Rural Hillsboro, died March 23rd. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 11 to 4 at the Yuba Community Center. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Lyle Morris is survived by his partner of over 40 years, Kathy Fanta, five children, Sean and Tim Fearing, Chad and Amber Morris, Todd and Elise Morris, Travis and Katie Morris, and Trisha and Jason Williams, 11 grandchildren, one great-grandchild, two brothers, James and Ann Morris and Laverne and Julie Morris, many nieces, nephews, and extended family members. Lyle Jean Morris, 77 of Rural Hillsboro. Maureen K. Harper, age 63, died April 24th in hospice care at Villa at Lincoln Park in Racine. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from noon until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Chicago Shriners Children's Hospital, First Christian Church in Kenosha, or Compass's Hospice in Mount Pleasant. Maureen K. Harper, age 63. Bruce F. Kovars, age 63, died March 13th after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 5 at events at Castle Rock, Rural Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bruce Kovars is survived by his wife, Carol, five sons, Scott and Jamie, Jonathan and Tracy, Christopher and Morgan, Buddy, and Jake and Cheyenne. Five grandchildren, his mother, Barbara and Ron, siblings, Vicki and Brian, Stevie, Sandy and Scott, Beth and Andrew, and Ron and Sherry. His mother-in-law, Phyllis Fish, sisters-in-law, Kathy and Dan, Nancy and AJ, and Tammy. Many aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Bruce F. Kovars, age 63. Sherry L. McGowan, 78 of Muscadet, died April 16th after a long battle with cancer. A funeral discourse will be held Saturday at 3 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The funeral will also be available on Zoom. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 2 until 3. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Jehovah's Witnesses or another charity. Sherry McGowan is survived by two sons, Donald L. McGowan and Dave McGowan, 5 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, 4 brothers, Pat McCarriger, Jim Lochner, John and Joanne Lochner, and Mark and Diane Lochner, 2 sisters, Sandy Maynard and Barb Hartley, sister-in-law Kay Kaufman, and many nieces, nephews, and extended family. Sherry L. McGowan, 78, of Muscadet. Luina Dolores Meister, age 97, died Sunday. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow at St. Luke's Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Catholic Church or the Plain Kramer Library. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Luina Meister is survived by 9 children, Michael Rulin, Charles Rulin, Linda and Alan Dill, Robert Rulin, Nicholas and Lisa Rulin, David and Sandy Rulin, Christina and Tom Gorman, Mitchell and Sarah Meister, and Monica Diedrich and Terry Finer. 16 grandchildren and 25 great-grandchildren. Luina Dolores Meister, age 97. Judith Marjorie McCann, age 72, died Wednesday after a long, courageous battle with ovarian cancer. A memorial service will be held Saturday, May 10th from 10 to noon at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with a graveside service at 12:15 at St. John's Cemetery. A luncheon will follow at the Cradwell Building. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Judy McCann is survived by 2 children, Sarah Dilly and John Mattson, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Judith Marjorie McCann, age 72. Jim Brewer, 72, of Richland Center, died Monday at the family farm on Buck Creek. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, May 10th from 1 to 4 at the American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center. The family requests memorials be directed to Grace. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Jim Brewer is survived by his wife, Michelle, son, Brandon and Madison, 3 sisters, Vicki and Jim Barry, Deborah and Thomas Lorch, and Susie and Todd Haug, a brother, Kevin and Dawn Thompson, mother-in-law, Mary Muir, sisters-in-law, Melanie Klintzman and Natalie and Rob Gunther, nieces and nephews, great-niece, special cousin, Robin Brewer and Salah Ali, friend, Myron Klintzman, and many family relatives and friends. Jim Brewer, 72, of Richland Center. John E. DeCharme, 92, of Boscobel, died Friday, April 25th. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Burial will be at the Calvary Cemetery in Prairie du Chien. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. John DeCharme is survived by 3 children, Carol Craig and Brian and Tracy DeCharme, all of Wausau, and Amy DeCharme and Barry Buckwalter of Viroqua. 5 grandchildren, 2 brothers, Irving Jr. and Carol DeCharme and Charles DeCharme, former son-in-law Tim Gelhaus, and many other relatives and friends. John E. DeCharme, 92, of Boscobel. Gerald Jerry Coleman, 77, of Muscadet, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, June 7th at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet from 9 until 11 with a funeral service at 11. A luncheon will follow at the Presbyterian Church in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Special Olympics of Wisconsin would be appreciated. Jerry Coleman is survived by his children, Heather Coleman of Richland Center, Bethany and Jeremy Payne of Mineral Point, Danielle Coleman and Ryan Muller of Red Granite, and Brianna and Benjamin Hackle of Muscadet. 7 grandchildren, his siblings, Karen and Cliff Schneider and Joe Coleman of Muscadet, stepsisters, Diane Rasmussen of Madison, Deb and Dick Smith of Florida, Denise Hansen of North Dakota, and Barb Wilson of Texas. and his partner, Martha Joel Krieger of Cuba City. Gerald Jerry Coleman, 77 of Muscadet.